Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
It'll have all of this that's destroying our America, it's not there. And time again, we have run from truth and we have sat back and said, you know, we can't do anything. And the sovereignty of God, we overdo the sovereignty of God. The Lord God and His Holy Spirit will lead us if we put our full trust in Him.
The truth is, our woke culture wants to sell you a false truth. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, In the Wilderness, and shows you how you can walk confidently in God's unchanging truth through the wilderness of our woke culture. You won't want to miss the teaching, so stay put. Before we get to today's message, we want to tell you about a timely resource from Dr. Young called Healing Broken America. This powerful book identifies the five areas where America has lost its way and offers practical biblical remedies to these vital issues. We'll send you Dr. Young's book as our thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and others all over the world through this program. So call today to request your copy of Healing Broken America when you give, and discover how you can be a catalyst for the revival, renewal, and refreshment of our nation. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, In the Wilderness.
That's the reason some people are still stupid enough to say, just do what your heart wants you to do. Do what you feel like doing. You're using this little bitty back part of your brain. That big tabella, little bitty thing. Big something. If your emotions and your feelings control your life, emotions and feelings are the worst thing we can rely on to make decisions. And they tell us physiologically, when we make decisions emotionally, it shuts down the reasonable part of our brain. Here's the emotion, here's the reason we make emotional decision. The frontal lobe here, the prefrontal lobe cortex, goes out of business. Did you know that? Zip, it happens, we don't know it. So if you just operate on feelings and emotions, you'll never be a good mama bear, and you'll never function in our woke society in any way that gives rhyme or reason to how a man or a woman or a boy or a girl should live. Emotions are a bad thing to be a leader, but emotions are a good thing when they're in concert with the reason part of our mind. And when they work in harmony, therefore we get emotional. I've tried to learn one simple thing. Time out. You know that? Everybody do this right here. Time out. Would everybody do that? Yeah, you got that. You've seen that 100 times. Recently, I got emotional about something. I took a little time out, got more information, and I suddenly tied reason with my emotion, and then what do you have? You have passion. Passion is discipline under control. We had better learn how to discern, and mama bears teach their little cubs how to discern, and we better practice in our lives, because remember the basic fundamental truth. Our children, we can require them to do what we require them to do until they get to be teenagers, and then they begin to do what you do and what I do. Have you noticed that? We can't have to speak it, we have to seek to live it. So discernment, all the voices, where'd I go, what'd I do, time, money, what'd I do, who do we trust? How do we get our value system? Where do we find those absolutes we can stand on that'll always be absolute? Discernment. And then in our woke culture, in comes a woke Trojan horse. Remember the Trojan horse? The Greeks were sieging Troy, and they couldn't get through the walls, and Troy was holding out. But a Greek carpenter, really a sculptor, he made this Trojan horse out of four different types of wood. It was a magnificent piece of art. It was 10 feet high. It had all the curves of a beautiful horse. And they presented the gates of Troy and said, "This is for the king of Troy." And whenever they opened the gate, they took that horse in. It was a work of art. Man, the king were to put it right in the middle of his palace, and it is a fabulous thing. This is a Greek carpenter sculpture giving us a beautiful horse. And you know what happened? When it got dark inside that horse, there were two or three elite Greek soldiers. And they came out, opened the gate, and bang, Troy was destroyed. A Trojan horse has come into the United States of America, into our culture. And guess what that horse has brought into our world? You'd never guess. A new dictionary. Whoa! Just a new dictionary? Yeah. Because a part of selling us on the wokeness of today, words have to change their meaning. Phrases have to be redone. You want to argue with me? Well, if you're a PhD in philosophy, there's no match. I surrender. You win. But if in this argument, you'll let me define all the words we're going to use, and you let me put the parameters down of where we're going to argue, I can out-argue, out-debate anybody on the planet, any subject, if I can define the words, and if I can put the scope of the debate. And that's what's happening today. Words have changed their meaning. Pronouns. I know students that are interviewing colleges now. And when they go there, they always have a present student. And the student says to the one they're trying to say, "I use the pronouns of they and them." They tell them that right up front. And someone says, "Well, you know, I'm binary." Someone says, "Well, I'm in transition. I tolerate anything and everything." They tell them this right up front. And therefore, what happens in classrooms today, with so many redefinitions of words and phrases, most students are quiet. They don't say anything. They're afraid they'll use the wrong pronoun. They're afraid they'll use a word that's been thrown out the window, that's antiquated, under the new dictionary that we live under. That's what the Trojan horse has brought us. Let me give you just a little bit of this. They have taken the woke, godless people. By the way, the first thing to destroy the family, remember? And then they want to do away with government. And by the way, in today's woke society, there are some words you just cannot say. Constitution. Capitalism. Christianity. Man, don't speak those words. They're not apropos. And whatever you do, don't show any semblance of patriotism. You'll be thrown out of the club. You're not woke. You're not with it. And they've taken wonderful phrases and used some of our words, spiritual words. They say things like, "Jesus accepts everyone." "Jesus was a refugee." "Jesus does not build walls that keep people from him." "People need to live their truth." "A real Christian accepts everyone and applauds their position." And then they take words like "committed felon." is a justice-involved person. Ex-cons, a returning resident. Oh yeah, a parolee, a person under supervision. Folks, you think, I'm making this up? No, this is truth in the eyes of our woke world in which we live. And then some more phrases. Are you opposed to abortion? Then you hate women. If you're opposed to same-sex marriage, you're a bigot. If you believe the U.S. should have strong borders, you're a racist. If you're opposed to China's dictatorial government or inquire whether COVID-19 escaped from a lab in Wuhan, you are xenophobic. If you believe that people should show an ID to vote, you're destroying democracy. Hey, this isn't mythology. I'm not from Mars. I'm from right here in River City, right here in the United States of America, and this is what is happening to us. And two words they have most abused is the word love and the word truth. Love and truth. Love without truth is mushy. Truth without love is cold. And they try to take those words away from us, but they must always go together covered in grace. Now, truth. Truth. People say that now our church is in the political arena. No, I don't particularly like elephants or donkeys. I've never belonged to either one of those arenas. Don't misunderstand. But when the political world begins to lie to us, things we know to be true, the posture of the church and that Bible is to speak the truth as best we can in love. We have been told over and over and over again, the border is secure. How many times have we heard that from the president, from Homeland Security, from all of those in the woke world? The border is secure, the border is secure. And my question is, secure from what? As far as I know, there hadn't been a stampede of rhinoceroses crossing the border. But there is a tremendous immoral thing going on at our southern border, ladies and gentlemen, and it is beyond belief. It is not fair to those who are coming over here seeking to be a part of the American dream. There are some like that coming from persecution, but so many of them are criminals as they've emptied the jails of Central and South America, and over 100 different countries have come here from really around the world, and they're coming for all kinds of reasons. Many of them are bringing drugs, fentanyl. And fentanyl this past year killed, at last number, 72,000 Americans. You know about fentanyl? You can't smell it. You can't taste it. And 2 grains, I didn't say grams, I said grains of salt, little grains of salt, of fentanyl will kill a person. Did you get that? And they're taking this from China, they're mixing it with heroin and other things, and sometimes they stamp it to make it look like candy. And it's being spread all over America, and the death result is overwhelming. Even this past week, Governor Mark Dunleavy of Alaska, and Alaska is a state that's farther from the southern border than any other state. Did you know that? He is crying out for help because of fentanyl and the illegals are coming there. And he is crying out for help. And we just sprinkle a few of these illegals in Martha's Vineyard and in New York and in Chicago, and they go crazy. And they say, We're not prepared for this. We're not border states. What do you think the couple of million have come here? And we out of a thing of compassion? No. When the cartels control both sides of the border, they have agents 30 miles in watching out in the United States of America. Let me tell you something. It is a lack of compassion to those who would come and is deadly to those who are here. And I'm tired of being lied to by people saying the border is secure. We're supposed to have checks and balances in our government, right? The Constitution does that. Aren't we? There's a legislative, the judicial, the executive, right? And what we have, I know, in the executive branch, on two occasions, our president has said, I'm going to do something or not do something, even though the Supreme Court has already decided on the opposite side. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to do one of these two things. Where is the balance of power, ladies and gentlemen? It's not there. It's not there. All of this that's destroying our America, it's not there. And time again, we have run from truth and we have sat back and said, you know, we can't do anything. And the sovereignty of God, we overdo the sovereignty of God. What if David there with faith with Goliath is said, well, if God wants to kill Goliath, he can. I'm not getting out in the fray. He didn't, did he? He used what he had with that little slingshot and he killed a giant. We have to use what we have. It is a sad, sad day when we see this redefinition of life being poured upon us through every institution that we see in place. I don't know about you, I'm not going to be woke, I'm going to awake. We need discernment, get both sides of our brain operating. But in this, we have to be exceedingly careful. Do you remember when Jesus was going to Jerusalem and he had his apostles with him and they came to a Samaritan city? And the Samaritan city rebuked them, evidently harmed them, and threw them out. And James and John said, Lord, do you want me to call down lightning on them? I felt like that. And Jesus said, no. I'm in the salvation business. I'm in the salvation business. Let's move on out. Now, folks, we have to stand. Stand for truth. Vote not for elephants or donkeys. Vote for individuals who will really change the diseased culture in which we live. The question is, whom can we trust? Whom can we trust? We'd better stay close to biblical, living, godly living daily in our devotional time and in the weekend in the body of Christ so we can put our trust in the Lord God Almighty and Him alone. Oh. We forgot about Rosie. Yeah, there was Michael holding on to Rosie. And then all the lights went out in the building. Boy, they were screaming, hollering, we can't see. Debris was falling, dirt and dust were everywhere. And Rosie never broke stride. And now because it was total darkness, Michael was like everybody else, though he'd been born blind. And he just followed Rosie. And a group started following Rosie. Glass was coming, dust was coming. Rosie led Michael and a group of people down 1,463 steps. It took an hour to get there. And when they got there, there were all kind of voices going on. Man, stay inside, don't go outside, go up the elevator, don't take the stairs. Rosie never broke stride. The minute she left the 78th floor, she never broke stride. Michael stayed right, because Michael put his trust in Rosie. And the little group following put their trust in Rosie. And Rosie immediately went outside when the police were staying inside. And when they went outside, Michael said he heard what sounded like a mighty freight train and mighty waters falling, because the second tower now had fell. There was dirt, filth, smoke, cries, death, people jumping out of rooms way up there in the buildings. There at that moment was a member of our church. Yeah, Dr. Sean Boutros was a plastic surgeon doing his residency there in New York. He got on his motorcycle and drove right there, was one of the first physicians there. And he cared for I don't know how many people and saved I don't know how many lives. He can tell you what was going on. Voices, shouting, cries, nowhere to go. Rosie never broke stride. Rosie never broke stride. And finally, when all this was falling and nobody could see and they were inhaling in their lungs, Rosie suddenly went down some steps and took them down there underground where there were the trains, and suddenly the air was clean. And Rosie walked around the other side, and 31 people who followed Rosie, they trusted Rosie, they were saved. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's emotionalism. In all thy ways acknowledge him. That's the prefrontal cortex of reason. Emotionalism and reason. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding, but upon God's understanding. And what does it say? He will direct your path. Basic, simple, doable, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and somehow, and all the shouts and all the half-truths, mixed-up truths, all the noise, the debris, the Lord God and his Holy Spirit will lead us if we put our full trust in him.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
When we say the Lord is my shepherd, we're making a powerful statement. We're trusting Jesus to walk before us, to protect us, and to provide the direction we so desperately need. The relationship between a shepherd and his sheep is a beautiful one. He calls each and every one by name. They follow him because they know his voice. We need to take time to be quiet enough for long enough to hear the still small voice of our shepherd and Lord. Today we can ask God to give us the discernment we need to determine what is true, what is right, what is good. But you have to be willing to trust him.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has encouraged you with the proven truth of God's Word, and we'd love to strengthen you further with a powerful book by Dr. Young. It's called Healing Broken America. In it, Dr. Young clearly defines the five areas where America has lost its way and offers some common sense, biblically based remedies for bringing a nation back from the brink. This timely resource is our thanks for your gift of support to keep this program going strong. So call now to request Healing Broken America when you give to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for listening today to The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young begins his message, Socialism versus Capitalism, showing you why socialism is a doomed system.